בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת בעלותיך את הנרות. So there are many very broad topics, deep topics in this week's parashat to discuss, but I wanted to discuss the very first portion in this week's parashah, which is that of the menorah. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Aharon to light the menorah every evening in the Beit HaMikdash. It was a mitzvah that was given specifically to the Kohen Gadol. And the first Rashi in Parashat HaShavua asks, you know, many, it's especially prevalent in Sefer Devarim. Rashi asks, why is this next to that? What does the end of Parashat Naso have to do with the beginning of Parashat Be'alotecha? And we know, what does the end of Parashat Naso speak about? The Nesi'im, all of the Nesi'im, the princes of Am Yisrael, brought their korbanot l'chanukat ha-mizbeach, for the inauguration of the mizbeach. And immediately in this week's at the beginning of this week's parasha, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Aaron HaKohen to light the menorah. So says Rashi HaKadosh, lama nismecha parashat ha-menorah l'farashat ha-nesi'im? Why is this mitzvah of Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah juxtaposed to the end of parashat Naso, the parashat ha-nesi'im? לפי שכשראה אהרון חנוכת הנשיאים חלשה אז דעתו, שלא היה עמהם בחנוכה, לא הוא ולא שבטו. אהרון felt very bad when he saw that all of the other נשיאים and שבטים were part of the חנוכת המזבח, the inauguration of the מזבח and the משכן, and neither he nor his שבט לוי were part of it. הקדוש ברוך הוא cheered him up and he said, don't worry. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, חייך שלך גדולה משלהם, שאתה מדליק ומטיב את הנרות. Your mitzvah is even greater and more dear to me than theirs. This is the mitzvah of cleaning out and lighting the menorah every day. So, the Ramban asks on this Rashi, he says, where do we see this endearment of the Kohen Gadol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvah of menorah? There are many other avodot that were specific to the Kohen Gadol that only he could do. For instance, let's say the Kitoret or the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Why is it specifically that Hashem says, you know what? It's so dear to me, this mitzvah of menorah. Yours is even greater than theirs as opposed to any other mitzvah of the Kohanim. But apparently, at least from Rashi, we see that there is something special about the Adlakat Menorah that wasn't present by any of the other avodot or mitzvot specific to the Kohanim. There's a Midrash Rabba, on this week's parasha about the mitzvah of menorah. The Midrash says as follows. The Midrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Am Yisrael to light the menorah, they told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Oro Shel Olam. You are the light of the world. Why is you're asking us to light the menorah for you? We need to illuminate something for you. Why would we need to do something like that? You're the light of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen to this. He says, Lo she'ani tzarich lechem. Hashem says, no, I don't need you to light for me. Ela she'ta'iru li kederech she'arti lechem. I want you to reciprocate. Just like I lit for you in the desert, I want you to light for me as well. Lama la'alot etchem bifnei ha'umot. In order to raise your stature among the nations of the world, שיהיו אומרים, ראו איך ישראל מאירים למי שהוא מאיר לכל העולם. For the other nations of the world to see, look how Am Yisrael illuminates for God Almighty who illuminates the entire world. What does that mean? The Midrash illustrates this with a mashal, with a parable. The mashal is, one time, there was a blind man whose house was in the middle of the forest. The blind man wasn't able to make it into, you know, to his house on his own, because he was afraid he would fall, he would trip over all sorts of things, the forest was dark. So he found a regular person, a seeing man, and he says, do you mind accompanying me? Can you walk me through the forest to my house? So he said, sure, no problem. He walked him all the way through the forest to his house, and he brought him in. And when he walked into the house, the seeing man asked the blind man, do you mind to light a candle for me? The blind man asked the seeing man, he says, you just walked me through the entire forest, and you know, you kind of served as my pair of eyes. You need me to light a candle for you? You see better than me. What do you need my candlelight? So he told him, שלא תהיה מחזיק לי טובה, שהייתי מלבדך בדרך. In order for you not to be indebted to me for having accompanied you on the way. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, I illuminated the way for you throughout the Midbar for 40 years. Be'amud Esh, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided us through the desert, through the darkness, and through all of the perils of the desert. Hashem says, I don't want you to feel indebted to me, so I want to give you a mitzvah so that at least you can feel like you're paying it back to a certain extent. Says the Sichot Musar Agon Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Libracha, the Rishiva, the Mir Shiva, he says that the mitzvah of the menorah symbolizes the Hakarat HaTov that Am Yisrael had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Avinu Shebashamayim. This gratitude, showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that we can ever pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything that he does for us, Mapitom. There's no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi Dimani Vashalim. There's never any way that we can possibly repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of his kindness and all the good he does for us. But it's a symbol of our gratitude in a way that we can sort of show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to pay him back. Therefore, it's important to remember that here, Hakarat HaTov, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not just a, you know, it's a cliche, thank you, gratitude, or, you know, showing thanks. It's not just a cliche. It's an integral part of our religion. So much so, we learn halachot from here. We know there's a very long topic, but the very last mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in his capacity of leader of Am Yisrael was to go and wage war against the Midianim. After, you know, we're going to read in a few parashiyot, in Parashat Balak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Midian and Moab teamed up against Am Yisrael and caused them to sin in a terrible, terrible way. And as revenge, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikom nikmat Midianim, Nikom nikmat b'nei Yisrael me'et Midianim, achar te'asef et ammecha. He says, go seek revenge from the Midianim. We find in Parashat Matot, who did Moshe Rabbeinu send to seek this revenge? Who did he send to war? Elazar HaKohen, Pinchas, he sent them to war. The Midrash says, could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to do it himself, and he sent agents, he sent emissaries to do it? Hashem commanded him. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu said that since he grew up, where did Moshe Rabbeinu become great? He grew up in Midian. Therefore, it is inappropriate for him to wage war against them. The question still begs to be asked. Just because he felt gratitude towards Midian, does that mean that he can transgress an explicit commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go wage war against them? Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this is precedented. You remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu himself to bring 7 out of the 10 makot on the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. The first 3 makot, Dam, Tzfardeya, Kinim, Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to bring about. Hashem told Aharon to bring about. Why? Why didn't he tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do it himself? Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Hashem doesn't want me to do it because I was the recipient, I was the beneficiary of goodness from the water, from the dirt. They both saved his life. And even though the Michtav Meliyahu has a very long essay on this, and he says, yeah, water doesn't feel anything, and dirt doesn't feel anything. They're inanimate objects. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood that because of the obligation of Hakarat HaTov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not part of the equation here, because it's inappropriate to hit or to bring about something bad. Right, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Bava Kama, Bira deshatit mineh la tishte banarga. A well that you drank from, don't throw earth or don't throw rocks into it. Why? It's a mashal. Moshe Rabbeinu understood from there that the same thing by Midian. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael meta Midianim, Nekom, seek revenge means what? Seek revenge through a shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the very foundation of Am Yisrael is that of gratitude. If a person doesn't know how to be grateful, then you know, that's the biggest anti-Jewish thing that you can do is not to show gratitude when gratitude is necessary. It's a very big thing. And the menorah was the epitome. It symbolized the gratitude that we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us through the Midbar and bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Hashem says, your avodah of Adlakat HaMenorah Aron HaKohen is greater than all of the Korbanot HaNasim combined. Why? Because this is what is representative of Am Yisrael. The Adlakat HaMenorah. Lighting, illuminating for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, because that's what we can do, the least that we can do, to show our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He did for us. Rabotai, thank you. I got to cut a little short today because I have to go somewhere for Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy Shabbat. Yisrael Shem Rabot. And Bezat Hashem, we'll meet again in person next week. Kol Tov. Shabbat Shalom Barach.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.